Unit 20. The fascinating story of a find in the roof.
Yeah, so I bought a house about 3 years ago. And it's a very curious house, indeed. It seems to be three cottages which have been knocked together with a slightly more modern piece built on later on. The central cottage appears to be about 300 years old, and the two pieces built onto each side of it are much more recent. And about a year ago, I started doing some really quite major rebuilding works to it, to modify it, to make it more suitable for our immediate needs. And I've had to knock walls down and dig floors up and goodness knows what.
And you've done it all yourself?
I've done much of it myself. I've had craftsmen in to do the bits I don't understand, but I've done most of it myself. And one of the jobs I had to do was to replace all the plumbing. The plumbing was maybe 100 years old, I don't know, and this all had to be completely replaced. And to do this, I had to put a water tank in the roof.
Yes.
Now, when the house was built, there was no trapdoor into the roof. There was no access to the roof at all. So I had to cut a hole in the ceiling and climb up into it.
Is that usual?
No, it's only, there's absolutely nothing usual about her house. No, nothing usual about this house at all. And it obviously, nobody had been into the place since it was built, because there was dust all, literally 3 inches thick, all over the floor. And so the first thing I had to do was take a vacuum cleaner up there and clean it all up. And I suppose I'd been up there three or four times, measuring it up and deciding where I was going to put the pipes and the tank and what have you. And I got to the stage where I couldn't work anymore until I put some lights in there. So I wired up a fluorescent light in the peak of the house. And the first time I switched it on, just above the hole that I'd cut in the ceiling, I saw the curious object nailed to one of the beams in the roof. And I was absolutely covered in cobwebs and dirt and goodness knows what. I had no idea what it was, and I rather roughly tried to pull it down. And then as I pulled it away from the beam, I could see that it was a little envelope. It was about 4 inches long and 3 inches high. It had a big red seal on the back of it. And this made it much more interesting. So I took it down very gingerly.
Yes.
And took it down into the light. And it was very, very dark brown with the dirt and goodness knows what. But there was definitely this red seal on the back that was falling apart. And on the front of the envelope, in exquisite copperplate writing, it said, "A prize for you." And there was a name underneath. I think it was William Turnbull, I can't remember. And then the date, 1851.
Goodness.
And my first reaction was just to tear it open and see what was in it. But it had been there so long that it was absolutely falling apart as I touched it. The paper was completely oxidized, and it was impossible to open it without destroying it. So I contained my impatience.
I'm sure I couldn't have done.
Well, for 2 or 3 days afterwards, I kept getting it out and looking at it and thinking, shall I open it or shall I try and find out how to open it? So I put it in a cigar box and covered it with cotton wool, because just handling it made little bits fall off of it. And we had no idea what was in here. I mean, the fact that it was sealed, the fact that it said a prize for you on the envelope, gave us all sorts of ideas. We thought we'd got the deeds to the rest of the street, or
thousands of pounds.
Thousands of pounds, yes, or a treasure map, you know, five places north from the pear tree. Well, the favourite was the bill for mending the roof in 1851.
Who thought of that one?
Rather a cruel friend. But eventually, I telephoned the Victoria and Albert Museum, the document restoration department, and the man there was very interested and said, "Bring it along, we'll have a look at it." So I trundled it up in this cigar box wrapped up in cotton wool. And he was fascinated by this. He hadn't seen anything quite like it before. But he said he couldn't open it there and then. He said it was much too fragile for even an expert to open it. So he had to soak it in a special solution of water and I don't know what, to soften it up and try and restore some of the fibres of the paper. And this was going to take 2 to 3 months.
Mm.
So I just, yeah, so I just had to give it to him and put the whole thing out of my mind and just forget it. Until about 2 weeks ago, when he telephoned me to say that he'd opened it. And unfortunately, it wasn't a treasure map, and it wasn't somebody's will and testament leaving me shares in a promising little company called ICI or anything But it was just as fascinating, really, for us, because we live in the house. He managed to open it, in fact, without destroying it. The only thing that didn't survive the process was the seal on the back, which was almost completely decayed.
Yes.
But anyway, after this soaking process, he got it, it's still terribly fragile, but he got it to the stage where he could cut round the envelope and open it up. And inside was another envelope, again with this beautiful copperplate writing on it. And again it says, a prize for you, and it's dated 1851.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there it is. And it turned out to be a letter written by the various builders and craftsmen working on the house, which I imagine they put there the day they finished the house. Anyway, I've got the letter here and I'll read it as much as I can read. It says, April 1851. This house was built by William Lawford, bricklayer, native of Ealing. Done all the brick is self. That's what it says, you see.
Yeah.
E. Page, labourer, native of Hendon. And then underneath that it's got the rate of wages for bricklayers and labourers. It says bricklayer 5 shillings a day. That's 25 pence, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes. Labourer 2 and 6 pence a day. Yes. April 28, 1851. And on the other side it says Thomas Rolls, done all the carpenter work here. Self, native Buckinghamshire. We had all the beer of Mrs. Rendon, Wheatsheaf, Haven Lane. The Wheatsheaf is a pub that's still perhaps you know.
Yes, I know the pub.
Yes. It says this house was built for Mr. Abercrombie.
Fantastic.
And that's it. I'm going to photograph this.
Yes.
And put it back in the roof with a letter explaining how I found it.
I think it's absolutely fascinating. Isn't it?